当夜之丹，走进江南，拉江之百子，当内家子，大街金丝，即别松南京，朝来边界，桑间之百雄。当夜之丹，走进江南，拉江之百子，当内家子。大街金丝，即别松南京，朝来边界三千六百里，雄心间当街得瓦当得为绝丹登巴里就了金，东来丹东来街绝丹扎瓦里就了金。东来梅别德瓦当门扎瓦勒俱卢吉，耶人恰当当扎勒别当央拉那巴勒俱卢吉。So, in order to understand what we chant, that maybe our chant in Tibetan, then after that, Chidong Jamin will chant in English. So after that, then I will say a few words, okay? Tang tam jin chen ba la jan za lo en da da san je jom den de ten de yin ji ba da jom ba yan da zo be san je ri ba da shab se den ba de wa le shi ba ji den chen Jiva andrava kalo jirva lana me ba lada me na Tomba sanje jumde de yin jirva de na sonam dage jyantamba Geve zava nan chume zava zobe jemba sonam je terenam je ye Beje zambo nam je Tinam je me do de ba jo yo rin baran tum ban tong na men tum ba me ba de be me ba nam la ngom bara go Shira sar je me no ba da ba nam la za wa me ba sim je tam je je no Yang ju sim ba nam je ya mpa be kan za nam je je bo nyang ye len de Chung kere ten do wa nam je te pon yi xie pa de me pa po pa sam je me cha. Song nam para ta pa yang nyen pa ku je ta ve cho me xie pa kun song pa me. Lo pa ta ge ma ge pa zo ta ge nye pa ra ma ge pa zo me pa ta ta man de. Dong a ta le nam ba tro wa phong bo ta le rab de nam ba ra tro wa khong nam da me de kim je nam dam ban da ba nam shin de je ba yong se dong a ta le nam ba tro wa se ba le cho wa le ga wa ye xie yong se zo ban de ba dang ma jong ba dang da da ra jong we san je jom den de nam ji yi xie la ne ba nyang ye lan de ba la ma ne yang da ba ni jian ta la ne ba sim jian tam ji a la zi we sa la yu wa de da ne san je jom den de nam ji che we yong de yang da ba nam zo tam be jun Tomara gewa, parda gewa, tamara gewa, don zambo, sing de zambo. Mandir ba yongsa zoba yongsa yongsa jangwa jumden deje chule wala zomba yanda wan tongwa nime ba tuje ba me nyevara doba nden tongwa la tongyo bang keba namje soso range rikwara jumden deje zombe jundro wala lekwara tenbang ibaran jung Sobe jang chu ten ro wa re che pa men ten pa mi jang du pa tan ten pa yo pa jo wa che pa wo ti pa jin pe gin ton lei pa ra shu pa rei pa ra shu pa tham pa ra shu pa tham ja ve vi sa cha ja ve vi sa che wa so nam che pa che sheng yu yong sa
Prostrations to the Omniscient One. Lo, the Bhagwan Buddha, who is Tathagata, Arhat, completely perfected Buddha, possessor of awareness and the base, Tathagata, world knower, charioteer who tames beings, unsurpassable one, teacher of gods and men, Bhagwan Buddha, Tathagata that has rightly caused merits, unwasted roots of virtues, adornments of patience, a basis of merit treasures, decorated by noble signs, fully blossomed flowers of exemplary marks, objects of experience harmoniously suitable, never beheld in disharmony, extremely delightful to the faithful, wisdom which cannot be outshone, power which cannot be tread upon, teacher of all sentient beings, father of all bodhisattvas, king of all noble beings, captain of travelers to the city beyond suffering, immeasurable primordial wisdom, inconceivable courage, extremely pure voice, pleasant melody, beautiful face insatiable to behold, fearless body, uncontaminated by desire, completely uncontaminated by form, unmixed with formlessness, completely liberated from suffering, thoroughly and completely liberated from aggregates, not possessed of elements, in control of all senses, all knots completely untied, completely liberated from all sorrow, liberated from existence, forded the river, primordial wisdom perfectly complete, abiding in the primordial wisdom of all the Bhagwan Buddhas of the past, present, and future, not abiding in nirvana, abiding on the peak of ultimate perfection, residing in a place to behold all sentient beings. These are the perfect great qualities of Bhagwan Buddhas. Holy Dharma is virtuous in the beginning, virtuous in the middle, virtuous in the end, excellent meaning, excellent words and syllables, unmixed, perfectly complete, perfectly pure, perfectly mastered. The Bhagwan's Dharma is excellently spoken, perfectly seen, without disease, without interruption, well conferred, meaningful to behold, to be realized by the learned individually, well based on the taming Dharma taught by the Bhagwan, producing renunciation, cause of going to the perfect enlightenment, without disharmony and all-inclusive, dependable, cutting movement. The Mahayana Sangha is excellently entered, rightly entered, honestly entered, harmoniously entered, worthy of veneration, worthy of prostration, glorious field of merit, great complete purifier of tithes, right object of offering, from every aspect the great right object of offering.
Thank you. So that is the chanting of the remembrance of the good qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And it is also that the very important prayer. In fact, every school, we chant that one is the very, very first. And so if you could do the something memorization for this one, I would say that it's very excellent things to memorize to prayer. And also that a letter to a friend, which we learned at the very beginning, Nagarjuna also that the advice to remember that the good qualities of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and generosity, and so forth. So these are the very important message. And by remembering of that, what will help to us is that within in our mind to produce kind of the unshakable devotion or the faith to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. With understanding, our faith is much more firm and more benefit than the yesterday without knowing some qualities and having some faith. So therefore, with knowing, of course, the nobody will know all the positive qualities of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. But even some part, knowing some positive qualities, that will give us as kind of that some admiration or that inspiring. And having that inspiring is the first movement of our mind toward that Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And then second one is also that not only inspiring, but oneself, also the wish to gain such a positive qualities. So within that one we called desire faith, or that strongly wish to obtain that positive qualities within one's own the body, voice, and mind, that one. And so that is that the desire faith. And then the third one is also called believing faith. That is a little difficult to develop within one's mind, because believing means basically one strongly believe law of karma, cause and effect, or the ultimate nature. So with these knowingly, then one strongly believe, or the strongly have some devotions toward Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So that is the third one, most important, but it has to depend upon that first two, clear faith and desire faith, those ones. So in order to produce this faith, then one has to remember this infinite positive qualities of Buddha. Of course, that is infinite positive qualities. So there is no one can be described full form of that Buddha's infinite positive quality. But if we trying to summarize, it could be summarized within five categories, such as that the positive qualities of holy body, positive qualities of holy voice, positive qualities of holy mind, positive qualities of good qualities, positive qualities of noble activities. These are the five different type of that, the positive qualities that can be found in the Buddha. So in this way that you can search some of those and this week, and then trying to recognize some of these. And then also, if you have some commentary, look at those, the positive qualities of Buddha as the holy body, voice, and mind. And that will help so much. And then also, the positive qualities of the Dharma, it means that, of course, there are that every positive qualities of practitioner. Start from the taking refuge to up to that reaching Buddhahood, is all of these are the positive qualities of the Dharma. And that, if we trying to summarize, can be say that like the virtues at the beginning, virtues at the intermediate state, virtues at the end. So in this way that there is no non-virtues whatsoever. Comes from the Dharma practice. And then positive qualities of the Sangha, which is that the Sangha's the qualities is that correctly enter into path and honestly and so forth. Then also that the last is said that like the object of merit. And so that Sangha is that the Buddha's follower, and then also that due to the Sangha's positive qualities, we still, even that 2,500 years, can still learn and study about that the Buddha's positive qualities, And then also Dharma can receive these things. It's the due to that the Sanghas. So therefore, these are the related to each other. So I will explain some more detail according to that explanation. But tonight I wanted to conclude with this much. And then I wanted to encourage all of you to read, not only the read, but be trying to be very familiar, and also that if it is possible to memorize either language, that will help a lot. So with this, I wanted to conclude, and so I will do some dedication prayer. Sonam deye thamje zikpa anye thamne nipe dana thamje yega nanje balam tuva ye seven solen dova dova sho jambar pavye cheta jemba dang gunda zangbo deyan deyin Teda gunje jise dalo je gewa inde da tham je rabde ngo. Thank you. Thank you very much for all of you.